download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back. Well, that was quick.
I can't believe how quick it is.
We have not only enough time to be able to speak with Dan, but shake hands and wish him well until the next time we have a chance to see him. And we shift gears, and quickly, as one body leaves the seat, another one quickly takes it. We have a gentleman here that, as we had talked about earlier in the show, is not only somebody who is the CEO of Bay Copy.
Yes.
Yeah. You advertise on the station, do you not?
Maybe we will be.
Okay.
It's always an
opportunity. I thought I've heard a Bay Copy commercial somewhere around here.
Well, I'm glad you've heard of us. That's good.
Okay. Yep. But more importantly, I believe that he is the 2014 chairman of the board for the South Shore Chamber of Commerce, correct?
Right.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're thrilled to have you, Ray. Ray tells a story that he warns people, don't go to breakfast with me.
Why? Why not? Why shouldn't we go to breakfast with you? Are you a guy who eats too many home fries? What is it?
No, it was me.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Really? What happened?
Well, I had been involved with the chamber for a number of years and kind of made the way through the ranks and through their executive committee. And then I was off into the sunset and everything was great. And then one day, Paula asked me to go out to breakfast with her and Jack Spur, and lo and behold, I'm back on the executive committee, and now the chairman of the board of the South Shore Chamber.
Which is, we're thrilled to have Ray there. It's wonderful. And actually, there was a great story told about you at the annual meeting. The annual meeting took place at the end of January, and Ray was introduced to everyone, and Peter Foreman, the president of the chamber, told a story of how we first met Ray, and it was actually after Hurricane Katrina. And you had called the chamber because you heard about a bunch of people being relocated up to the Air Force, to the bases on the Cape, and you wanted to do something to help. Tell us a little bit of what you did.
Well, we had found out, I don't know, through the grapevine somehow, one of our customers, that they were setting up this kind of like a battle station down at the air base to help people that were displaced from the hurricane. And we started thinking about it, and internally, what could we do? How could we help? And since we sell office equipment and rent office equipment, we said, well, maybe we can provide some equipment down there. People will need to make copies of documents or find out their banking information. So we wanted to find out how we could get engaged. And that's how I ended up talking to Peter. And shortly after that, we had equipment down at the base, and we helped them with their stations to get people kind of reacclimated again.
Which I think is wonderful.
I have to ask, I mean, what's it like to be nominated as the chairman of the board? What's that like?
Well, it's great. I think it's nothing I really set out to be in a career path or what I had a goal for myself, but it's just a terrific group of people, and that's really been my great motivation. And I've got to do so many things that I wouldn't normally get to do running an office equipment dealership, like doing a radio show.
Sure. Well, our job here, at least I think, when I took on the duties to be the host of this show, it was a fantastic guy who was doing it, Bob Hedlund, who was very well versed in not only things that happen up on Beacon Hill, but he is a community guy, and I thought it was in the best interest to continue on and do community things, whether it's to speak with somebody who was with a local chamber or somebody who's running for office. The idea is to be kind of a place for information for folks, whether it's looking for outlets for businesses, for ideas. What made you become someone who was a part of the chamber? What did you feel was the benefit of joining the chamber as somebody who runs a business like Bay Copy?
Well, we've been a member of the chamber for years, and I think this goes back to the roots. I always thought that was kind of a corporate responsibility, being part of the chamber. And back when I started in business, being a part of the chamber meant, well, you were a legitimate business, that you were a real business, and it was kind of a pride to have that plaque on your door. So that was really the initial thing, is just that's what businesses should do. And then as you get involved I just have a personal philosophy. It sounds like as yourself, it's good to give back, you know, give back.
Yep.
And I can say we've been fortunate enough to get to know a lot of people, a lot of great people, have some different experiences. And we've been doing business here on the South Shore for over 40 years. Mm. So it's another opportunity to also connect with clients and customers, people we're already doing business with.
So this year, Chairman, is a very quick year. You're actually already...
That's a good thing.
A quarter of the way through. Yes, it is.
Time flying, we have fun, right?
That's right. So there are two things when you're chairman. You probably have a set of priorities that you want to see happen. So I want to talk about those. And then after that, talk about sort of what are some of the things that the chamber itself has on its agenda this year. So maybe start with some of the things you want to see happen.
Well, maybe we'll start with that a little backwards. I mean, the chamber has on its, as you know, agenda, just a tremendous amount of things. And that's because of the diversity of the group. There's all different types of businesses that are involved in the chamber. And everyone has different interests. The things that I'm excited about is there's three main areas this year I'm trying to focus. And I realize you can't do everything, and the year does move fast. It already is moving fast. But I think one of the main things is the economic development plan we're rolling out. So the chamber's undergoing a study, and we have an independent consultant called Market Street Services that has done this type of thing in other parts of the country. And it's really to develop a blueprint. What will the South Shore look like 10, 15, 20 years from now? You know, what will business be like? Mm-hmm. What types of things do we have already in place that are benefits that we can leverage on? So we're just really rolling out that. So one of the main goals I have is to help roll that, help establish that.
And I know that that's been something talked about for a couple of years, so it's nice to see that starting to come to fruition.
It is. There's a lot of moving pieces to it. As a small business owner, sometimes you get frustrated because in a small business's world, you talk about it in the hallway, and by the afternoon, you're saying, why didn't you implement it?
Right.
But an organization so big and diverse and so many people involved, one thing I've learned is things do take time, and sometimes quicker isn't always better. It just takes time to get established.
Yeah. It's funny, talking about goals. I mean, was there, when you were first elected, did you have a thought, sit down for a couple of days and write a list of goals that you wanted to make sure you accomplished during your year? Or was it a matter of you already kind of knew what some of the key things that you wanted to see continued from the last person who was in your post?
I think kind of a bit of both. Okay. One thing the chamber has done before I got involved and Paula was involved is just to have some continuity of the officers. So that's one thing, I'm guessing about six years now, about where you rotate through the different offices. So there's continuity. So in my year, after I leave, Carol Bowman, who's the president of Jack Conway, she'll be the chairman, and she'll have already some set things that she'll be working on.
Right.
So I came into it with things on the dance card for sure. But the things that I'm trying to focus on is the economic development plan, not to create it, but just to help launch it. Mm. Hopefully leave my fingerprints on it on the way out. Another thing I've personally taken a mission on is our partnership program. So we have the chamber would not be self-sustaining just on membership, as virtually any chamber in the country is in the same situation.
What's the current membership?
The membership of the chamber, roughly 1,400.
Okay.
So the partnership is a group of independent businesses that help subsidize the chamber. And so I've taken on a passion for me is try to revitalize that. And so adding more members to it and creating more value for those members. And there's a third other priority, which is a personal one and an organizational one.
Okay, I'm waiting to hear.
Just to have some fun.
Okay, excellent.
People don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, not enough.
Are you supposed to? Are you allowed to do that as somebody who's?
I don't know, but why not? We're all going to be here a short time, so let's have a little fun. The meetings sometimes, as informational they can be a little boring. So we try to make them a little bit more interesting. And to me, one of the best things about the chamber is the great people you met. So
absolutely. So, any ideas that you want to share with us on how you're going to create some of that fun?
Well, I was thinking we could do shots of tequila before the board meeting, but that got voted down.
Oh,
really?
No. I bet that was Peter Foreman.
We could take a vote.
Well, one thing we're trying to do is make, particularly at the board meetings and functions, make those more interactive.
Excellent.
So we had the meeting that you were at last month, we had a discussion on what's going on in the economy, and just that was just a real general discussion, and you got different takes from different people. But just to make everyone, that you're not just listening to reports, that you're part of it, you're part of the conversation. And really to help spur more of a conversation between the business leaders and the South Shore.
Again, I want to let folks know that we're speaking with Ray Belanger, who's not only the CEO of Bay Copy, but let me make sure I get your title correct here, because I think I might have miffed it a little bit, is that actually you're the chair of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors for 2014.
Right, that's the non-paying job, right? It's the volunteer role.
The hours are long and the pay is low.
Are there any particular projects that you might have an interest in that are ongoing in the region, or that there's been conversations about in the news?
Well, there's a lot of things that the chamber has involvement that we're just really trying to push forward. The Southfield project is one in particular that's going through some significant changes.
Growing pains?
I think growing pains, but I think as the business community realizes that that's good for the community, we want to keep moving that forward. Different stakeholders have different concerns that are all valid, but you know, the chamber, we're just trying to do what we can do to keep the ball moving forward. The Quincy Street Works project, although that's something that the chamber hasn't been directly involved with, I mean, we're doing everything possible we can be to support that. That's another, Quincy is a very important part of the South Shore, and to have that project be a success is important.
Absolutely. It's the gateway into the South Shore.
Absolutely.
And the Chamber had its home there for, many, many decades, and just recently moved to Rockland, actually within walking distance of your offices.
Yes, I like the location. At least it was easy to get to meetings.
That's right.
Heck of a transition.
That's right.
That's been a really terrific thing, I think, the Chamber's move to Rockland, not only because it's close to Bay Copy, but it's really, I think, revitalized a lot of... before the location we were at, we didn't have a lot of people coming in. It was a beautiful old building, but it was hard to access, and people coming up Route 3 from the south, it's kind of difficult to get to. But now, on an average week in the Chamber's office, is 80, 85 people that are coming through there, having meetings there. So it's really become like a vibrant center.
Absolutely. I hear a lot of positive feedback about the location of the office, and people seem to feel like it's representing the South Shore, sort of from the middle as opposed from the top. And it just feels more accessible to more people. And I think, has the organization seen sort of an uptick in membership since that point?
There has been. Last year, we had a very slight increase in membership. I think coming out of the downturn in the economy, that's helped. But I tell you what we've seen more than vast numbers of membership is just a vibrancy. You can just see that just having a tangible home base where people feel connected to, you just can feel more of an energy.
Yeah.
And that's with the staff and members.
I had asked you earlier in regards to projects and issues. I know one of the recent issues that was voted on, actually, we were going to have Keiko Oral. Actually, I have heard from Keiko. She apologizes for not being a part of the show. You know, as being an active person up on Beacon Hill, sometimes you can't hit all your marks. We will schedule her to come on at another time, but we definitely thank her. But one of the things, initiatives that she was going to talk about this evening, and it's, I think it's something that a lot of businesses have on their mind, is the possibility that we may see an increase in the minimum wage. The House just recently passed their part of the bill. Is that something that your membership has had conversations about, concerns about, that it's something that the board has been looking at too?
You know, I don't know if there's, honestly, an official position on it, but I'll tell you, from most of the people, the board members you talk to, I think most people don't have a big problem with that.
Okay.
Most people in the area are you know, paying in excess of that. But it's to have some relief or have it tied into unemployment insurance is a key. But most of the people that you talk to, I think, are they're involved in the chamber. It's not necessarily the most burning issue.
Is Southfield the most burning issue, or is there another issue that we haven't talked about yet?
I think Southfield's a real important one.
Yeah.
What happens there? There's some other things that, you know, that could get tied into our economic development plan. I mean, we've been talking about the widening of Route 3 forever. There's been some proposals on private toll road, pluses and minuses of that.
Oh, brother.
But I think, again, I think from the chamber's perspective, just keep the conversation rolling. Keep it. These are things we should be talking about. These are things that are going to have to happen one way or the other to keep our area vibrant.
Well, what's the thought of a possible toll road, a toll road on the South Shore? I mean, is that something that, you know, that the business are like, oh, and if it's going to come, it's going to come, or that it may stunt any further? I mean, the idea is, you know, another road that folks are going to have to pay a toll on. It's, you know, I think somewhat worrisome that it may, you know, we may see a little bit of a drop off into people's travels.
Well, we had at one of the board meetings, we had one of the people that's proposed this idea come and do a presentation.
Yep.
And this is my first hearing of that even something like that existed. But actually, I guess it's pretty prevalent in other parts of the country and can work quite well. Whether it's right for us here, I don't know, but I don't think anyone would argue it would be good to have that land widened one way or the other.
Sure.
I think that when they did talk, they talked, it's kind of more of a low-usage lane, so that the point is not to have a ton of cars on it. They actually want to keep the price on the, I would say, the higher side for the toll so that you don't get too congested on it. And that was kind of interesting. And they had statistics sort of from other parts of the country, maybe parts of Florida, maybe in
Florida, I think, in particular.
Maryland, even, maybe?
I know Florida, I think, was an area that this has worked pretty well.
So it was an interesting topic, and I know it was in the paper in the last maybe 2 weeks again as well.
I guess I would ask you, kind of, you were talking earlier about goals. With the goals that you've kind of planned, are they strictly short term, or are you allowed to kind of plan anything that's a little bit more longer term? How is that? How does that work being in your position?
Well, I mean, we go through a strategic planning exercise every year, and last year we just have one. So, you know, we're setting out things like, you know, years in advance. But the reality is, you're only going to be able to accomplish a small amount of that in any given year. So this is one thing. The predecessors way before me had come up with a continuity plan. So the officers, it's not every year there's a new chairman and here's a new plan.
Sure.
So there's some continuity.
But do you get to at least put your fingerprint in there for anything that is long term? Or is this something that you may have already done while you were previously being a member of the board or a member?
Everyone that's involved at the board level, certainly, and particularly on the executive committee, I mean, you, and that's one part that's gratifying. You get your fingerprints on it. You have to put your input. And these are people that are business leaders in the community, and they're busy running their own businesses, but they care about the community, and they're putting in the time and really a lot of effort, heart and soul, you know, because they care. They want to make the area better.
Okay.
So I think one of the strengths of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce is its political clout. And so this year alone, there's been two major guests that have come to speak before the chamber. And maybe you could talk a little bit about maybe who those... we had a senator came through and a candidate for governor. Maybe, Ray, you could talk a little bit about just the reaction to it. And
be politically involved with this. I mean, state races, you get the congressional races, like we had Dan Shores early. That's an excellent question.
Right. Well, I think the thing that's important for the South Shore is that the Chamber of Commerce gets recognized, you know, by these political leaders. Mm. So, for example, Paul was saying we had Senator Markey come out to our first meeting of the year. And it might be a mixed bag of who's a fan of the senator or who's not, but the fact that we get a U.S. senator here to visit us.
Not bad.
And I was fortunate enough to sit at the table with him, and I will tell you, he was very impressed of the group that's there, that came there, and that they can be that many business leaders at one event. And the South Shore Chamber is recognized nationally, you know, by our leaders. We also do a D.C. trip annually, every year, every 2 years, and I was out there this past spring, and we had a face-to-face meeting with Senator Markey for about 45 minutes in his office. Actually, it's probably longer than that, a little over an hour, and he spent some time really trying to understand what was on the mind of business leaders and connect. So that's something that can pay dividends in the future, so they understand what our issues are. Sure. And, you know, try to help us here.
I think it's good that the junior senator at least wants to put an effort in that. No, I'm seriously, you know, whether you're somebody who is liberal or conservative, yeah. I at least want to hear that our elected officials are at least trying. It doesn't mean that when his term is up, you don't stick somebody up against him and see if you can do better. I think you can always do better.
But I tell you, he was really amazed and very pleased to have that crowd of business leaders there that he could address.
What seemed to be some of the most provocative questions that were put to him? What seemed to be the mood of the questions that were put to him? Do you guys both remember?
Paul is making faces, so that means there wasn't anything too provocative.
No, I don't think so. And I'm trying to remember some of the questions.
Well, I mean, was there anything that that resonated in regarding to you know what's going on economically, or that folks wanted to let him know that they're worried about, or it was kind of just more of a cordial, what's it like down there in D.C.? Because he was just elected, so.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the big benefit for us was just the general one. Like, here's a group down here that are business people, they're connected to this area, this is your constituency, and you know, these are people you should pay attention to and listen to and try to help. And I think that message came across.
And I think this was his first visit, so I think it was more of a welcome visit than a...
The attack him next time.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
He'd be... he'd have more of a track record at that level.
Right.
That you'd have more questions to ask him and really be able to...
Get his feet wet first, and then you can target better questions next time if he decides to come back for more.
And our other speaker we had was Charlie Baker, who's going to be running for governor.
Oh, very nice.
And he has actually been a guest of us for the last go around, and he was also a guest of ours when he was the CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
Okay. And what was that like? What was it like having Charlie back around this time? Was there...
It was good. I think he was well received.
It's a big crowd.
It's a big crowd.
Really?
And you know, I think he was a good speaker. I think he'd like to come back as governor, but we'll see.
And it was actually Janet Wu was there that day. She was the Grand Inquisitor. And
let me tell you, Janet could come out of nowhere with a question.
Yes.
I've seen one too many times. I you know what? I'll tell you the best. I've been around Janet when she's asked when there's candidates around. And it was Tim Murray a couple of years ago when we had the incident where a light fixture on the Big Dig had come down. This was during, I want to say it was in downtown Whitman. There was a big event going on for St. Patrick's Day. They were unfurling this big 90-foot flag. And Janet asked, there was the setup question, so you're here at Whitman today? It's like, he's like, and he's answering. And then she goes, so what do you think of this whole thing with the Big Dig? And Tim Murray's like, oh, no. I've been caught in a trap and I can't get out. But she was really good at getting on him and asking him his thoughts on that particular issue.
She is excellent, and she actually she closed with a question that she was a little uncomfortable asking, because she said, you know, every good reporter should, when they ask a question, they should already know the answer, and this is a question from the audience and I don't know the answer. And she asked him this obscure question about some Clash song and what album was it on.
Oh, yeah, it's like a Bob Hedlund question.
And guess who wrote
Bingo.
The question?
Who?
Bob Hedlund.
Who was sitting at our table. He was.
How did I not smell that one
as
coming up?
As soon as I heard the question, I'm like,
I knew it.
That was definitely Senator Hedlund.
Yeah, he's and, the rock and roll senator.
And I'm sorry that I don't remember the question, but Charlie knew the answer. He nailed it. So that was a fun way to close.
How intriguing.
Yep.
Big softball for Charlie, I think.
Well, I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think Senator Hedlund puts out any softball
questions.
No,
he doesn't. No. When it comes to musical trivia, the senator is very serious.
He's the man.
He knows his stuff.
And Charlie knew right away to go and ask the senator if he was the one to ask.
If he was
the
one to ask. I think it was kind of like a... I mean, when you were at...
I knew it right away.
As soon as I was hearing that, I knew, but the wheels stopped. I go, it had been said.
I'm not sure everyone in the audience understood that, but I just knew it right away.
And I mean, how does the chamber feel about this, the gubernatorial race? I mean, is it? You're going to have more candidates.
Yes. This is a great time for us because everyone wants to come and speak for the group. So it's good. It's a good way to get
good for the membership.
High profile people in to talk and really for them to get to know the business people in the community.
Again, we have been speaking with Ray Belanger, who not only is the guy who heads up Bay Copy, but he is also the chair for 2014 for the Sustro Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. We got just a couple of minutes left. Any ground that we haven't covered that you want to make sure we at least talk about for a couple of moments?
I mean, I think you covered a lot of ground. I do a little commercial for the chamber. I mean, if you're not a member, I think you should consider doing that. It's a great group. It's a great way to meet people, you know, connect and network. And I think it's been a fun group for me. Hopefully, it'll be more fun as we go along. Mm. But I just think that's a thing nowadays. We all get very involved with that business, but sometimes it's good just to step back from that and get out and meet other business leaders, and it can be a real gratifying thing.
I would echo that, because being involved, I have met more people. I mean, Ray and I are now good friends because of the service that we did together, and I think that's just wonderful, and I'm excited to see Ray's legacy, and I think helping to push the economic development plan further, I think, is important. But this partnership program, too, is exciting, to bring really terrific leaders together to talk about issues of the day in the context of the larger chamber, but in a smaller group, is going to be just tremendous. So thank you, Ray, for that part that you're playing in there.
Thanks. Yeah, that's exciting, because you really see such great leadership, but having everyone talk to each other, and if we can work together on the behalf of the region, I mean, that's a real exciting thing.
If folks want to find out, maybe they might have a small business, they want to find out more about the South Shore Chamber of Commerce, I'm sure there's a website. Yeah. Is there a phone number?
I'm sure there is a phone number. I can't give it to you at the moment. But
check, I can't either.
Check the website for the South Shore Chamber. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of good information there and lots of good stuff.
Excellent. I guess that's about it, at least for this segment, unless you can think of anything else that we've overlooked.
No, I mean, I think Ray hit on it. I think the move to Rockland for the chamber is bringing such a level of vibrancy. And then I've been in for a few meetings, and there will be, you know, both conference rooms going. There'll be the small offices with members meeting each other. And there's just the vibrancy is just so tangible. And so I'm looking forward to the next big, like we call them 44s, 744s or 1144s, to see who the next big speaker is, because it is a big political year, and people love to come out for those, and they're really very energizing and very exciting. So
stay tuned. There should be one announced for in May, and hopefully we're going to be announcing, have our formal rollout for the economic development plan, so that should be a worthwhile one.
Well, we'd definitely like to have you back on somewhere down the road here on Monday Night Talk.
Well, great.
Love Excellent. To. We will step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.